You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
Show.
Hey guys, look who I found.
I'm back. I was not killed by an errantly fired Houthi rocket, which was nice because I'll tell you what, I didn't really worry about the Houthis shooting us on purpose while we were out there, but on accident, I definitely worried about on accident because, oof, man. But yeah, guys, I'm back. I have been...
My favorite thing about that time frame, just to interrupt real quick, is the Eisenhower going through and then the Houthis tweeting, "We are firing and have hit the Eisenhower," and the captain of the Eisenhower going, "Lol, no, I'm going to get lunch."
No, the best part was it wasn't just lunch. Like, it was such an epic tweet. So the fucking Houthis posted a picture of a burning aircraft carrier, which was a screen cap from the
was
Bad
it like
Jack
War
Ryan
Thunder
movie.
Or something like that? Or
what was the Bad Jack Ryan movie, the one with Ben Affleck? Anyway, whichever one that was. Okay. Sum of All Fears,
yeah.
I think. So Sum of All Fears, screen cap, burning aircraft carrier, captain of the... Eisenhower posts a picture of the cookies he got from their chow hall. Like, not just I'm going to go get lunch, but we've got cookies. Also, we killed all your friends. Fuck you guys. I was like, oh, God. Yeah, whoever was running their social media account, he deserves a Navy Commendation Medal. Like, that guy, well done, young man.
Absolutely. Wonderful times, 10 of 10.
Yeah. So it's funny, like, you know, people, when you come back from a deployment, people always ask you, like, what's the, you know, what's it like being back and da, 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 da. And they don't, and I'm not saying they do this out of bad faith for the record, but they don't actually want the real answers. They want, you know, kind of the common platitudes like, oh, it's nice to see the food or, you know, the trees or whatever, you know, like
very. I like being back home and in my house and with my family.
Yeah.
You know,
who fucking wouldn't like that?
Right.
But no, I'll tell you what, the weirdest thing about being back, and I had this conversation with my wife a couple of weeks ago, but it is, so as a senior NCO, I have a reasonable amount of agency to prevent my time from being wasted by people. Like, I can tell people to stop talking, and a lot of times they have to stop talking, and then I can tell them to leave my office, and a lot of times they have to leave my office, and it's great.
There are very few people who can counter that, or who you just, because of what you have to do, you can't tell that to them because then it.
Yeah, stops. Exactly. So, and it's great. And so we had, so my wife and I went to a meeting with our kids' preschool teachers, and it's like his yearly assessment, right? And prior to this meeting, I had just had the conversation with my wife about how frustrated I am with people wasting my fucking time. We sit down in this meeting. And they're like, good news, your son is just, he's one of the smartest kids we've ever seen. He reads above his level. He has math skills above his level. He is doing great. And I look at my watch and I'm like, 5 minutes. Hell yeah. We are out of this motherfucker. So anyway, 45 minutes later, when we actually left, I was just frothing. And I tell that story to kind of get to what we were talking about before we went on air, which is like one of the things that I have really stopped doing in the last year is justifying my lifestyle to people who are engaging with me in bad faith, right? Like,
indeed.
So I had this interaction on social media. I posted, so you guys may have seen a video went viral a long time ago in internet time, so probably like 8 weeks, of some dude who dressed up in a bear costume in like North Carolina to try to scare a black bear off his property, right? And I posted a comment A 44 Magnum probably would have worked better. That's very innocuous. Like, especially given the list of things that I could have said to this video, just like, let the da-da-da shoot the bear, right? Anyway, I
Fun
completely.
fact, guys, the reason that Joey is not on this episode is he is literally trapped in his car by a bear right now.
Is he really?
I'm not kidding. He sent me a pic of the bear.
Where
He's
does
like he's
Joey
actually on
live?
vacation, so
Oh, okay.
he's out in bear country and they're out somewhere. But he looked and he's like, "That's a black bear. I'm staying here."
Nice.
And
I've been informed that
so when
Joey
I
is
messaged him, because
that's
I,
fantastic.
being the ADHD-addled aging millennial that I am, messaged him for completely forgetting that he was on vacation right now. And like, "Hey, episode, you ready?" And he's like, "On vacation, and also picture of black bear." And I'm like,
And also
very, very
bear.
fair.
Yeah. So then in the comments today, like some random dude like pops up out of nowhere and calls me Satan for, joking about killing animal, about shooting the bear. And he's like, "Well, I went through your profile and anyone who kills animals for fun is clearly the devil." And I was like, "You know what? Fuck yeah, hail Satan." That was it. And then I will say he did reply and he called me a Nazi too. So, and which I replied.
Good. Both Satan and a
And
Yahtzee.
well,
That's
and
great.
I did reply to that, asking him to get his ideology straight, because the Nazis were very, at least on the surface, not Satanists. Like, there wasn't a lot of devil worship. There's a lot of Christian iconography associated with the Nazis. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is,
Consistency isn't for these people.
no, but the point is it has saved me a lot of mental wear and tear. Once I realized that I'm under no obligation, like, look, my wife had a bunch of friends over a couple of weeks ago, and most of them are not gun people, right? And some of them, and they're but they're decent, they're kind people, and some of them asked me about trophy hunting, and they asked me about it from a sense of like, well, what happens, right? Like, how does this work? What's the economic
How do
benefit?
you go trophy hunt, or why do you go trophy hunt?
And
Okay.
like with these people who are clearly engaging with me from a position of good faith and in not trying to like demonize me as a person based on something that they don't understand, I am more than happy to have that conversation. I'll have that conversation until I'm blue in the face, right? But some dude on the internet who wants to call me the fucking devil, no. And so this is kind of my thing. Stop wasting your time on people who are not engaging who are not engaging with you in the intent of actually having a conversation, which means everybody on the internet.
Just about. I'll take this a step further. I mean, you've seen this in our internal groups a couple of times, but I have a particular philosophy, and it's one that I apply far more often nowadays, just as you do. And it's you can always not. You can always not. You can always not waste your time. You can always not waste your effort. You can always just tell folks to have a nice day. It really. Or have a little fun with them. Hail Satan, right?
Yeah, the
Like
number of times that I have.
it's there's there is no there's no trophy for trying to engage with these people. There's no it's it it's like messing with a spam caller, man. Like you can or you can just hang up, right?
I have messed with some of those spam texters, but then after I
Oh, that's
finally, like,
fun.
well, and it was funny because there's this one specific type of spam text that I would get, and I finally, like, I finally solved it. I figured out what the actual scam was, and now I just block them. I'm like, okay, well, there's no fun in this anymore because I'm not being a, pretend internet detective. But no, I think the other thing too, yeah, like you cannot. The number of times that I have, and I started trying to do this years ago, and like, here's the thing, here's the other thing, guys. Anytime you try an adventure in stoicism like this, right? Like where you're trying to like actively not engage in content that is bad for your soul, you're gonna fail. I definitely have had moments where I've been like, no, let's get into a 433 comment internet argument on Threads with this fucking guy about whatever dumb thing he thinks he's smart about. And then I actually ended up just deleting Threads because I found myself buying into too much rage bait. And I'm like, ooh, you know what? I'm so much happier now that I don't have this app on my phone. So But anytime you engage in some in a this sort of like an exercise in mental stoicism, you're gonna have times where you fucking drop the ball and you can't beat yourself up for it, right? You can't let yourself be like, oh, well, I've started arguing with idiots on the internet again. Guess I should just go back to
It
doing that all the
happens.
time.
It happens. It happens in the gun sphere. It happens in the gaming sphere. Any hobby you have, there will be rage bait around anything that you engage in for entertainment or fun. There is someone who takes it too far and who's going to make it bad. Like baseball, hockey, football, all the sports, all the hobbies, hunting, fishing, you name it. Somebody somewhere is going to say some shit, and you can either let it ruin your day or set you off for, 3 hours of your life and have that eat it up, or you can not. You can just not.
Yeah.
You can hail Santa and.
Hail Santa indeed. No, I strongly, well, like, I think the other thing too is there's just, oh, for the love of Pete, I got an email while we were sitting here about an appointment that I have tomorrow that I'm like, I don't remember booking this appointment. So that's fun for me. Simply visit your confirmation page. Aha.
Going back to your truck thing, was that on the air? No, that
Which
wasn't.
truck thing?
Your adventure in registering your new
Oh
truck.
no,
That's
that was not on the air. So here, let
that
me, I'll
wasn't.
tell you guys this. All right, so here's backstory. So this morning, so I bought a truck while I was deployed. There's a really for if you're listening to this and you're Guard or Reserve and you get deployed to any overseas location and you want to buy a new car, I strongly recommend the Military Auto Source Purchase Program. It's fantastic. That actual organization, and this is the very, very important caveat. The actual organization of Military Auto Source is really, really great to work with, really, really efficient, and they care about their jobs. The process of actually titling and registering that car for me in the state of South Carolina today, less
Less
awesome
awesome.
than I had, and you know, just the short version of it is I had to visit like me, like a stupid idiot, went to the DMV thinking that I could do everything I needed to do at the Department of fucking Motor Vehicles. Turns out no, I needed to go
They
to
you went to the
other.
DMV. You needed to go to the DFMV. Like
Yeah,
you fucked it up, man.
exactly. So anyway, after visiting three different government agencies, one of them twice, I finally did actually get plates on my car. So, you know, I'm not driving around with the temp tag, which sort of reminded me of something else I was thinking of. And it's, I saw a tweet where someone was like, was complaining. They were like, I don't understand why people are mad about you know, stores that they don't own getting smashed up or something like that, right? And I can explain this in a way that, I mean, all of our viewers will understand it, right? We're all, it's the same reason I get mad when I see people driving around with expired tags, or I find out like one of my friends had been driving around with a expired driver's license for like 6 months. And I'm like, hey man, it irritates us because we do all of the things. We followed all of the steps and like went to the four different government agencies to do the thing, and then you're just not because you're lazy? No, I find that offensive. Fuck you. Go get your car
And
registered.
it really is. Here's another thing is.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Some of the folks we know, and you know who I'm referencing here, some of the folks we know would say that, oh no, I'm doing it as a form of protest. No, you're doing it because you're lazy.
Facts.
You're just using the I don't want to give XYZ amount of money to the government as a convenient excuse and to make yourself feel uppityer and more mighty. You're lazy. You didn't want to do it. I get it. I don't like spending money on my birthday every year either. For those wondering though, that may be like, hey, well, why didn't the dealer take care of it? Well, it turns out the dealer only takes care of it when they are making the money.
Right.
If
Oh,
the
yeah. I
local
forgot about
dealer is
that
not
part.
involved in getting their cut on that transaction, which, It would have been kind of cool for them to do, but like not their obligation, not part of the package, because I also bought a new truck very recently, but I did it like a dirty civilian, just going to the dealer and buying it. And they took care of me, you know, top to bottom. Why? They're making their money.
Well, yeah, I bought a
Capitalism.
Subaru from the Subaru dealer, and it was the easiest. They were just like, "Well, yes, Massa, thank you, yes, sir. What can we do for you?" It might have
Hi,
been a
Paul.
little. Hi, Paul. Wait, in May? Oh, hell yeah! Sorry, I just made like $700 betting against the economy, so that's fun.
We
What is
watch it
this?
burn, make money.
I mean. Sometimes you feel bad about these sorts of things, but I also like money, so I think I'll go buy a 44 Magnum now. Another 44 Magnum, I should say. Oh, Paul, so we were just talking about why it's bad for your mental and emotional health to try to talk to people on the internet who are clearly not engaging in good faith. And since you are now a man on the internet, I'm sure that you've had to deal with this. Like, do you read comments on your articles when they get published?
I don't at
That's
all.
very smart. You shouldn't do that. You should never do that.
I do the best I can, writing them, researching them, and once they're sent, you know, like a bullet in a burn. I'm not going to dig it out.
Yeah, I think that's very, very smart. I think that's the way to be. Now, I forget. Because I've been gone for a while. Do you post like your own content and stuff too?
No, it's mostly through the freelancing I do. It just makes more sense for me that way.
It does. It absolutely does. And then you also, then any sort of comments on it are the problems of the people who are paying you to do it. And you can just be like, ooh, I have this check. You know what this check means? This check means I don't have to deal with this shit anymore. Not that anybody pays you with paper checks these days, but actually, do any of your companies that you freelance for still write you paper checks?
Can I say them, or do I say yes or no? Because there's one I
I'm,
like. I
yeah,
like
you
the.
can say that if they still like, we're not talking shit about them. I'm just curious. They
Oh
just
yeah,
pay you.
Lock Grips will send me a paper check. It's really
Hell
cool.
yeah.
Yeah,
I.
they make great stuff, and you know they make stuff for Taurus revolvers, GX4s, and Walthers, and I've written about all that stuff.
I have lock grips on my Rossi Arm 64s and on my Taurus PT. Well, no, shit, they're not the PT92s. They're just the Taurus 92s. But yeah, I have lock grips on all of that. They're great dudes. My favorite client that pays with a check is, at least the last time I was there, they still paid me with a check, was Gunsight. Because I don't know, there was something cool about getting a check from Gunsight. I was
Oh
like,
yeah.
aren't I neat?
Dude, when like the logo and the letterhead are in part of the check, like there's
Yeah.
just something about it that's like, yay.
And that's because this is because we're old. I'm sure that Zoom or me would be like, you guys are nerds. Hey, are we allowed to
My
bully him?
company does not pay out with checks. Like
No,
we
they
can't
do
be
not.
bothered with that nonsense. It's way too much work. I can either
No.
click this button and enter an amount and then click the button again and it pays. Or I could handwrite this and get my carpal tunnel flared up. So.
Gotta love that. I remember I once wrote a check for, I want to say it was for like $250,000 when I was in this position to do that sort of thing, and it caused me physical pain.
I just had to write one for $13,000
Ugh.
because, hey guys, roofs are expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I originally had a digital invoice and was going to pay it digitally, but it turns out my bank thinks payments over a certain amount are fraud automatically and just block them. And then QuickBooks is like, you have tried to pay this too many times, which is apparently twice. And it's like, you must be issued a new invoice. And I'm like, all of this is ass. I hate technology. Wah, wah, wah. Shake fist, yell at cloud. But
Shit,
then my
maybe we
roofer
should go
was
back to
like,
paper
dude, I'm only
checks.
20 minutes away. I'll just pick up a physical check. And I'm like, ah,
So,
yes, the old magic.
what hilarious gun industry tea did I miss while I was overseas?
I mean, you were back because this just happened, but Lucas,
Let's talk about the Lucas thing. Because did you guys watch his video, Paul?
I
Did you watch
did. I
his
watched it
statement?
in its entirety. And you know what? I, like you, have to reevaluate some of my opinions on Lucas Botkin, formerly of T-Rex Arms, because that is not the angry kid who rage quit a SOF style, two gun or three gun match or whatever it happened to be back in the day, because he wasn't doing, as well as he thought he was, and he wasn't speeding up his YouTube videos anymore. That was like a guy who learned some not so great things about the world and how people operate in it, and had some hard truths come to light for him. So like you were saying, if this is even like half accurate, and I'm not saying Lucas is being deliberately like malfeasance or obfuscating the truth or deliberately misleading his viewers, he might just have a certain point of view on the whole situation because he's very close to it, and everyone else involved might have another point of view also being close to it. There, that does happen too. But yeah, if even half of what is being alleged there it has a grain of truth to it, that is a rough go. Also, ballsy move, employee sending nudes to your boss's wife.
If I was going to make a list of people that you probably shouldn't send dick pics to, your boss's wife is pretty damn close to the top of that
Yeah,
list.
that's
Like I would not send dick pics to my boss's wife, just to be very clear, or your boss's wife, or really anybody's wife.
I'm feeling like anytime like company owner or CEO or anything, and then wife, and then dick pic sent to is involved, there's no combination of that is suddenly good unless you happen to be said boss that is your wife.
And then even so, also, like, if she doesn't want them, like, don't, you know.
Yeah, didn't
So, like, I
consent,
don't even
guys.
send unsolicited dick pics to my own wife. One, because I have a 5-year-old who sometimes grabs my wife's phone and uses it to play video games. So, like, you gotta watch out for these things, my guys.
Hey guys, Gunday Brunch for sexting advice.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we're so fucking back. So, Paul, what did you think about the so? You, Paul, you haven't been around as long, like around this space as long as Keith and I have, and we've had the, I don't know, fortune or misfortune is the right word, but we've basically watched Lucas grow up. Like, we've watched him go from, a entitled kid who thought he was hot shit to someone who has encountered some uncomfortable truths, not just about, the real world, but I would imagine he has encountered some uncomfortable truths about who he is as a person as well. And I think the only thing that I would say is, while I very much enjoy the arc that he's on, right? Like, he's like, hey, this is who I am now as a person, and da 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 da. I also wouldn't hate a little bit of acknowledgement of who he used to be, right? Like, a little bit of like, hey, I used to be a cunt, and here's some bad things that I did, and that's not who I am anymore as a person. I would like a little bit of that accountability for past self to get rolled into, Lucas 2.0 or whatever it is that we're dealing with.
And to throw some shade on that concept, I do too, and I like seeing that out of anybody who realizes that they done goofed in the big way, or that they've suddenly realized like, oh, even if it wasn't my intent, I was definitely the asshole in this situation during this very long arc of me being an asshole. And we're all fallible, but that is also very, very, very hard. And the temptation to just be like, I'm going to be better moving forward and not talk about the awkward is strong and it is high.
I
So,
mean, not to put myself up on a pedestal or anything here, but if I
I mean,
can,
that put you at eye height, so.
exactly. But if I can make a video acknowledging that I was wrong to go after Paul Harrell, Lucas can say that he was a dick in the past. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But, and I am
Oh,
not perfect
I'm not saying it's not the right thing to do or it is
because I will
impossible.
fuck
I'm
up
just
a,
saying. for people, it do be hard sometimes.
It do be. It acknowledge, well, that's the thing. Acknowledging past naughtiness is tough because you have to actually like, because there is that temptation. We should probably let Paul talk at some point. There is that temptation to be like, well, I've changed. And when you go through a process of changing as a person, of changing your mindset and that sort of stuff, you don't really want to talk about the bad old you because you've moved past that. But for some people, they need you, especially when you're a public figure like Lucas. It can be extremely beneficial for you to be like, hey, I know a lot of you guys acknowledge that, you know, this version of me was out there and I'm sorry I was a cunt or whatever, right? Like, he doesn't have to say that. I'm just saying, acknowledgement of past bad behavior can be a good thing. Paul, talk.
So I'll be honest, I stopped paying attention to him a long, long time ago because of the bad behavior. And I've just been so busy putting in work lately that I haven't caught up with the video. And in a sense, it, I just didn't pay attention to it because I didn't think it was for me. I'm just being honest, if the guy's changed for the better, good for him.
We might have to cut a part two on this, guys, because I'm on the free version.
Oh, you're on the free. This is why I used to host these
Yeah,
because I
because
am not
you.
on the free version. I'm on that expensive version. All right. Well, here's what we're gonna do. This is actually a really good episode. Don't engage in people in bad faith. Acknowledge your past bad actions, and we're back, or I'm back, anyways. So we'll talk to you guys next week.